Hard, aber Fairway. Der Golf-Podcast mit Beauty und Benny.
Hard, aber Fairway, heute am 9.12. Wir sind wieder für euch da. Heute mit einer schönen Spezialfolge an diesem nachadventlichen Dezembertag. Beauty, ich begrüße dich erstmal heute am nationalen Lama-Tag, der in den USA und Kanada gefeiert wird. Hallo, mein liebes Lama. Ich glaube, Lama und Alpaka, was war da nochmal der Unterschied, weißt du es?
Du, ich weiß bloß, dass die Alpakas so eine süßen Gesichter haben, dass da anscheinend alle ausflippen, wenn man die sieht. Die Lamas, wolltest du einen Unterschied wissen?
Ich glaube, die fangen spucken, ja. Ne?
Ja, ich glaube, die geben, sag ich mal, wenn sie dich nicht ganz so sympathisch finden, geben sie das so direkt zu kennen.
Also ein direktes Tier, was ja ganz gut ist, und da sind wir auch schon gleich im Thema, weil wir sind ja auch ein direkter Podcast. Du hast uns ein kleines Interview mal wieder endlich mitgebracht, hast dich da in Recherchen gestürzt und dich mit Takomo Golf getroffen. Interview hören wir gleich in voller Länge auf Englisch. Der Beauty hat keine Mühen und Kosten gescheut und mal geschaut. Nein. Takomo kann ich ja kurz mal, was ich im Internet kurz nachrecherchiert habe, ist ein finnisches Golfunternehmen, das sich 2019 gegründet hat und DTC macht, also Direct to Consumer. Das heißt, die haben jetzt nicht so diesen üblichen, wir sind in allen Shops und stehen da rum und machen groß Werbung und machen Marketing und irgendwas, sondern so, nein, die machen Eisen und Schläger und auch Wedges. Ich glaube, da gibt es die 101, 201 und 301 Serie und noch so eine Unterkategorie davon. Also 101T, 201, 301 CB und 301 MB, was es halt immer so gibt bei diesen Schlägerherstellern. Das alles geschmiedeter Stahl oder geschmiedeter Carbonstahl. Und es gibt auch sogar ein paar Influencer und Tourspieler, die belegbar diese Eisen spielen. Ich glaube, die sind auch oft vergriffen wegen Lieferengpässen, weil die halt so von der Stange sich gut abverkaufen und relativ günstig im Anführungsstrichen im Vergleich zu anderen Herstellern sind. Also fast die Hälfte so teilweise kriegt man so ein komplettes Eisensatz-Set. Und du hast dir mal die angeschaut und getestet und auch lange mit denen gesprochen. Und bevor wir jetzt das ganze Ding hören, kannst du wirklich jetzt sagen, mal so in zwei Sätzen, mir gibt's wirklich krasse Unterschiede zu, wenn ich jetzt einen Satz von Ping oder Callaway oder TaylorMade oder Titus oder irgendwas hole oder von Takomo oder spielt sich damit auch der Ball ähnlich gut?
Ja, so grundlegend muss man vorne sagen, dass ich schon mehr als positiv überrascht war, wo ich die ersten Schläge mit diesen Schlägern gemacht habe. Du hast es richtig gesagt. Das weiß Takomo auch, das ist dem bewusst. Du hast im Grunde so gut wie keine Möglichkeiten, die irgendwie zu testen. Es sei denn, man kommt zu so einem Event, was logischerweise eher im skandinavischen Raum dann ist, als jetzt hier in Deutschland. Da hat man dann vielleicht mal die Möglichkeit, so einen Schläger in die Hand zu bekommen. Oder man sieht zufällig jemanden in seinem Club oder irgendwo, der diese Schläger schon hat, dann kann man natürlich da den ein oder anderen Schwung mitmachen. Demnach benötigt man schon so ein gewisses Grundwissen, was brauche ich eigentlich für ein Material? Ja, also was ist so in etwa meine Schwunggeschwindigkeit? Welchen Schaft präferiere ich persönlich, beziehungsweise welchen Schaft oder welcher Schaft passt im Grunde zu meinem Schwung? Das sind Informationen, die man vorher im Grunde wissen müsste. Und dann kann man da online so einen Ratgeber noch durchgehen, wo man so bestimmte Charakteristika seines Golfspiels beantwortet. Und dann gibt's dann Schaftempfehlungen direkt. Und auch im Interview, ihr werdet das später dann gleich auch hören, sind die da auch an der Weiterentwicklung dieses Tools. Was aber im Grunde, ich habe dieses ganze Prozedere auch selber durchgespielt, extrem, extrem passend war. Also es kam genau die Sparte an Schaft auch raus, die ich mir vorher rausgesucht hatte. Einfach, ob das so passt. Und dann bestellt man das Ganze online und dann bekommt man aktuell so einen Eisensatz roundabout zwischen 500 und 600 Euro. Ja, was ich in der Vorweihnachtszeit natürlich ein fantastischer Preis ist, wenn ich jetzt überlege, mir einen neuen Schläger oder ein neues Eisenset jetzt wirklich zulegen zu wollen. Fernab aller Mondpreise, die da mittlerweile andere Hersteller rausholen, und qualitativ, Preis-Leistung, muss ich sagen, gebe ich dem Ganzen so ein gutes B, also so eine echt solide 2. Der Abzugspunkt ist halt tatsächlich die Sache mit dem Schaft, denn im Grunde fällt und steht ja damit der Eisenschläger. Denn wenn der Schaft nicht passt, dann kannst du da die teuersten Köpfe unten dran haben, das wissen wir alle. Dann funktioniert es eventuell nicht. Demnach ist da so ein Notenpunkt Abzug. Aber sonst, ich habe die Schläger ausgepackt, bin in den Simulator gegangen, ohne wirklich dieses Gefühl für den Schaft zu kennen, ja, weil es nicht der Schaft ist, den ich jetzt die letzten 7 Jahre gespielt habe. Aber auch da bin ich natürlich schon dran, das dann auch noch zu verändern und dann gegebenenfalls den Schaft dann eventuell auch da wieder einzubauen. Und habe sofort meine Nummern geschlagen, ja, also meine Distanzen. Und das, sage ich, ist dann halt immer auch ein verdammt gutes Feedback und verdammt guter Wert, wenn man im Grunde seine Schlägerweiten kennt. Ja, also wenn ich weiß, okay, das 8er Eisen schlage ich so weit oder das 6er Eisen so und ich stelle mich dahin mit einem komplett neuen Schläger, wo ich keinen Berührungspunkt vorher hatte, und diese Nummern tauchen sofort laut Trackman auf, ist es für mich ein fantastisches Feedback, worauf man aufbauen kann. Denn jetzt kommt es natürlich auch in der Winterphase, das Training mit diesem neuen Schaft wird natürlich, denke ich mal, auch noch dazu führen, dass ich gegebenenfalls den Ball länger haue als vorher, wenn dann einfach auch dieses Vertrauen in den Schläger wächst. Und das dürfte jetzt in den kommenden 3-4 Monaten ein spannender Prozess sein, den ich natürlich auch für mich selber aufschreibe und gucke, wie da die vor allem, was ja die meisten Leute interessiert, die Distanzentwicklung dann halt auch widerspiegelt. Und sonst Feedback, Sound, Look, gebe ich dem halt wirklich Topnoten. Ja, denn alles das, was man da so sieht, ist halt in einem Bereich, egal welchen anderen Hersteller ich da jetzt auch nehme aus dem Bereich geschmiedet, also forged, der sieht dann halt im Grunde auch nicht anders aus. Ja, und das macht für diesen absolut jetzt in der Vorweihnachtszeit, auch wenn Tacomo uns, du weißt es, nichts monetär dafür jetzt so gibt, aber kurzfristig noch eine absolute Kaufempfehlung, wenn jemand da noch Bedarf hat. Ja, und dann sollte man sich mal auf der Internetseite rumschauen. Extrem spannend finde ich halt auch dann immer dieser Prozess von Tacomo, wie diese Schläger hergestellt werden, wie die Designs entstehen, wie Kontakte entstehen, dass auch Spieler, die dann halt so spielen, ja, da ist es dann halt wirklich wie so Türklinken putzen, da werden Sets irgendwo hingeschickt und man kennt ja dann so ein paar Videos auch von Social Media, wenn man dann sieht, so den ein oder anderen Tourspieler auch, was dann dafür Kartons in der Garage dann da einfach nur rumliegen, ungeöffnet. Oder Rick Shields macht ja sowas auch mal auf YouTube, wenn er dann irgendwelche Pakete öffnet, die er dann schon da 1,5, 2 Jahre irgendwo noch rumzuliegen hat. Und da sind schon ist schon der ein oder andere mittlerweile auch schon zu finden, der diese Schläger spielt. Und Wesley Bryan und George Bryan, zwei extreme große Namen auf YouTube und auch auf der PGA-Tour. Und ich sag immer so, wenn so eine Top-Spieler, was sie halt einfach sind, sie gehören für mich zu den oberen 200 der Welt, solche Spieler dann diese Eisen halt in ihre Tasche packen und spielen, ist es halt immer ein Qualitätszeichen. Ja, sonst würden die halt irgendeinen anderen Schläger, ist denen ja frei, irgendeinen anderen Schläger nutzen. So haben sie sich dazu entschieden und sind da auch mittlerweile in diesem Entwicklungsprozess mit involviert. Und das ist ein extrem spannendes Produkt, eine extrem spannende Firma, wie du schon gesagt hast, aus Finnland. Und da haben wir zusammengesessen und wirklich ein meiner Meinung nach echt gutes Gespräch zusammenbekommen mit dem Jonas.
Also schaut doch mal selber auf tacomogolf.com, T-A-K-O. Muss ich jetzt nachgucken, wie sich das T-A-K-O-M-O, also tacomogolf.com, hört sich für mich ein bisschen japanisch an, irgendwie lustigerweise, muss ich sagen. Ja, also ich bin ja jemand, Ich wüsste jetzt nicht auf Anhieb, welche Schläger ich bestelle. Ich bin da wahrscheinlich eher so, ich gucke nach dem Aussehen, ob die mir gefallen so. Und dann bestelle ich die. Ich weiß gerade noch mal so meine Schlägerkopfgeschwindigkeit ungefähr mit dem 7er Eisen oder 8er Eisen. Und dann da hört es auch schon auf. Also Spinwerte und Co., du, frag mich was. Da bist du natürlich der Experte, der sofort auf jedem Online-Shopping-Portal sich das richtige Set zusammenklicken könnte. Ich glaube, ich müsste mich da so ein bisschen mehr durch lacken, fast schon ein bisschen, und hoffen, dass da was ankommt. Aber ich glaube, da gibt's ja auch unterschiedliche Serien, auch für, sag ich mal, den ambitionierten Hobbyspieler. Und die haben ja, deren Positionierung ist ja offiziell Premium Performance at Accessible Pricing. Durch diese ganze, wir haben keine Zwischenhändler, wir kaufen direkt, wir geben da keine Marge ab. Ich meine, ist ja in der Modeindustrie auch nicht anders. Du stellst ein Produkt für 20 Euro her und im Laden hängt es halt für 80, 90 Retailpreis. Da geht halt nicht so viel an dich als Hersteller, sondern das meiste geht ja wirklich an die Lieferkette oder die Shopfläche, ja, dass das dort verkauft wird. Oder dann der Clubfitter, der da auch nochmal, weiß ich, 20% oder 25% nimmt. Also diesen ganzen Verkaufsprozess. Und da können natürlich so eine Hersteller das Ganze ein bisschen günstiger anbieten. Und ich glaube, das ist wirklich ein Plus, wo man sagt, man kriegt wahrscheinlich einen sehr ordentlichen Schläger, wenn man so ein bisschen weiß, was man hat. Kleiner fieser Profi-Tipp, man kann natürlich auch mal so ein kostenfreies Fitting einer seiner Lieblingsmarken mitmachen, um mal so ein paar Empfehlungen zu kriegen. Und dann orientiert man sich ungefähr an diesen Zahlen, die man dann hat. Ist jetzt auch nicht ganz, ganz fair, aber gut, so ist halt. Ne? Also man kann ja überall auch zum Autokauf gehen und mal 6 Autos fahren und dann schaut man, was man halt gern möchte, ist ja ein offener Markt. Also weil man da ungefähr weiß, was man gern hätte, kriegt man da sicherlich ein Schnäppchen. Also vielleicht auch interessant für Leute, die anfangen mit dem Golf oder Freunde, die angefangen haben und nicht gleich ganz tief in die Tasche greifen wollen. Da kriegt man, glaube ich, einen guten Kompromiss so. Besser als bei Decathlon, sage ich immer vielleicht. Das kann man sich mal anschauen und ansonsten würde ich mich freuen, du hast ja schon erzählt, dass du jetzt ein nettes Gespräch führst, würde ich mich jetzt freuen auf dieses Interview und würde mit dir an den Abschlag geben, oder hast du noch was hinzuzufügen?
Ja, vielleicht noch zur Namensklärung, weil du es gesagt hast, dass es für dich ja tendenziell eher so japanisch sich anhört. Also
ein bisschen, ne?
Aber kurz recherchiert und dann schnell was gefunden, dass sich das vom finnischen Wort Taco ableitet, was so viel bedeutet.
Das weiß ja jeder. Taco weiß ja jeder. Das sind diese Fleischdinger mit diesem Mais-Tortilla drumherum.
Ja, so, und Takomo ist dann sozusagen die Übersetzung ins Deutsche, wäre dann so die Schmiede, ja, der Ort, an dem geschmiedet wird. Ja, das ist dann halt Schmiedengolf. Und das ist auch, was sie sagen, was denen wichtig ist. Die Köpfe sind halt wirklich geschmiedet, was ein fantastisches Feedback im Schlag halt gibt, wenn man den Ball
also da steht noch kann. Thor mit seinem Hammer in Finnland und schmiedet für euch im Feuer.
So sieht's aus.
Ja. Isengard, die Korbo-Schlägerköpfe mit seinen und die Urukai testen das. Ja, so ist es. Also ich freue mich drauf. Wir hören mal rein, so. Beauty, und komm doch hier mit mir in den Abschlag und let's see.
Am Abschlag.
Jonas, nice to meet you and have you here for Takomo Golf at Hard Abba Fairway.
Nice to meet you, Stefan, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have Takomo finally in our podcast. First of all, fantastic products. We were able to test them in the last 2 weeks, and I can tell you that from the first swing, I'm instantly have the same distance like I have with my old gamers without any practice, and I guess in the coming weeks and months there will be able some meters extra to bring them out. And first of all, it's a fantastic product you guys built there, and in our episode today let's talk about it. How is it possible to build these kinds of irons? And what makes Takomo special and different to the normal brands? Like, I think normally the people know for Titleist, TaylorMade, or on all this stuff we have on the market. And now to bring Takomo also on this leverage in the club making.
Yeah, it's Pretty much kind of like what the main thing is with our business is that like we only sell the clubs online. So when we are not selling in any of your local golf shops in Germany, that's kind of like where our like market advantage comes from. So if we would go into selling golf clubs in whatever like sports store you guys have in Germany, we would need to raise the prices like, I don't know, 40 or 50% just to kind of like combat the retail percentages that kind of like all the retail locations do. So we use all the same factories, all the same materials, all the same kind of like assembly lines of like any other like big manufacturer, Titleist, Callaway, TaylorMade, Mizuno, whatever. So our clubs are made all in the same factories from the same materials. Same everything, but the fact that we only sell them online is what's kind of like the foremost thing and our advantage. So yeah.
So would you say that is your core company philosophy to sell them only online and not over a retailer?
Yes, I would say so. That's kind of like how we were born, and that's something that we are proud of being like a direct to consumer. And yeah, we are at least not right now, we are not looking for like going into the retail space. So we are very happy to stay purely online.
Yeah, that is what some guys are asking me first. That where can I test them, or is there a chance to test them in some golf shops? This is only possible if you go to a Tacoma Day around the world, or how is this possible to test these irons?
That's actually a very good question. We have partnered up with Rough. I know that they have a couple locations in Germany, maybe one in Austria as well. But like Rough is a locator, like like a simulator kind of bar or simulator kind of location that you can go into and play TrackMan Golf or something else. And all the Rough locations around Europe, Sweden, they all have Tacomas in them. So I think there is at least one in Germany, a Rough location that you can go into, and there's some clubs. So that is kind of like the newest addition to what we do is kind of like partnering up with some simulator chains and locations.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because I think if someone wants to buy a new club set of clubs, they want to try them first. And what I say, I didn't have the chance. I hit once a Tacoma club, yes, only a 7 iron or something like that. And the instant feedback for me was that the feedback of the club face was pretty solid. Yeah, so it. Sometimes you read forged, but it didn't feel like forged, yeah, as a for a good player. But after I hit them, it feels instantly solid. And what I said after I got your set and went indoors, I hit them from a mat. I think it's also different than hit them off the turf. But the instant feedback was, wow, they. First of all, the sound is pretty solid, yeah, pretty good, and then the feedback was instantly like, wow, they're flushing off the face, and the numbers were instantly there, yeah, and that was, I think, for good players, that's a really good feedback if you got the numbers you're looking for, yeah, and I think from the average or the beginner side for golfers, kind of the same, like. How does it feel? Not primary, but how does it look? And when you go through the line, you can say you have all these blade types. You have the combo set, the 301s. Then you have the 201s and the 101s, and they look kind of sporty all through the sets. And that's what for me personally is. Pretty nice, and when you get the instant feedback of the numbers, then I think more and more player want to test and want to play them. So for the German market, for sure, because from Finland to Germany, The postage time is not that long. For example, I can say we went through all the order procedure on Thursday, and on Saturday, 2 days later, the clubs were at my house. Yeah, so that was unbelievable. Yeah, and I think.
Actually, our warehouse that we use in Europe is in Netherlands, so it is even closer than just sending from Finland to Germany. So that is good.
Yeah, and that's fantastic, 'cause when you look through all these other brands, and you went through a fitting or something like that, you have to wait a long time to get your irons. Yeah, and I think it's a big advantage for you guys to get the clubs as quickly as possible to the customer without the way through the retailer. So I think that's a big advantage. And was this also the idea behind Takomo when they start, or what was the motivation and the reason to go out and bring Takomo to life?
Yeah, so I am actually like not the founder. He's our CEO, Sebastian, who founded the company, and then I joined like as a fifth employee 3.5 years ago. But Sebastian founded the company because he played golf when he was younger. Then he got kids, and kind of like golf was on pause for 5 to 8 years, and then when he got back into the sport, he was like, God damn, like all these iron sets are like 1,500 or something, like very, very expensive. So he was then like, yeah, there has to be a way to make golf clubs cheaper or but like more affordable. And then he like started contacting different factories and everything. And yeah, that was pretty much it. He ordered like a sample set of 200 iron sets, and they were sold out in like a few weeks when the company was first started. So then he just decided, okay, there is for sure a market for like very affordable irons that are still like very high quality and premium.
So, did he get experts into the company from outside, or how does it start?
He actually kind of designed all the clubs, like kind of like visually designed them by himself, kind of like draw up something, some ideas, draw the logo, what the club would look like. But then the factories itself, like they have a lot of engineers in them. So then kind of like the factories help, like, okay, if we want it to look a certain way, we can do it be like by doing this and this. And then they were able to kind of like maintain a really good aesthetic look, but still like a very, very kind of affordable way of doing it because we are only selling it online. So yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we had Lab Golf in our podcast a few weeks ago, kind of same way, like drawing the heads, on scratch by themselves, and moving into developing, like you telling now exactly the same story. And how does the idea start from, going also a little bit like the social media, Instagram, YouTube way, like also out of this fact that there wasn't that much money for merchandising and advertising, or how does this start?
Yeah, so that's kind of like pretty much like where kind of like my main responsibility of like at Takomo comes in. So my like official title is head of partnerships and influencer marketing. So I handle like all our influencers and brand partnerships and whatever kind of like, for example, this collab partnership we have with Ruff, for example, that's like something that I did. And our CEO Sebastian, or the founder, he kind of thought that yes, there might be a way of like utilizing review channels on YouTube or like some creators to kind of like push the brand out there and like let people find the brand. And then when I joined, I kind of started kind of scaling that up. So finding like new ambassadors everywhere, like bigger influencers, like new review channels, review publications, affiliate marketing, and all of that. So then it has been a very good strategy for us, because kind of like the whole creator scene in golf has been growing immensely, and it is still like
It's
going
yes.
very hard and big. So it was a really good decision on Sebastian's end in the start to kind of like begin to look into more of like, okay, like not everyone is utilizing the creator space as much as they could in the golf industry. Maybe if we would do something, would that work? And yes, he was 100% correct. And then we just built our roster around different influencers that fit our brand and kind of like fit our values as a company. And yeah, it's been working quite well.
So how this recruiting procedure went through? Did you look to follower numbers and texting them, or did you look the content and said, okay, this might be a good partner and try to contact them, or?
Yeah, there is usually like a couple ways. So either I can like find their social media or something and then message them or their management, or they could also reach out to me or to me via like a different like connection that I have. Like for example, like one management company or one agent would know another agent who would like to like introduce their kind of client to me, and then we would have a discussion and like let's see if there is something that we could potentially do together. But of course, like first I look at the follower count, what kind of numbers they're getting on their social media. Is the engagement high? Does it get a lot of comments? Are the comments mainly negative or positive? Then I usually just quickly check out Social Blade and check their kind of YouTube like analytics, see like what's their subscriber growth is, what their views are, what they look like. And then also just kind of like an overall picture of like all of their socials, what does their content look like? Is it like, is there a lot of potential if they would switch A or B, and then kind of like go from there.
For example, the Brian Bros, at the time they're coming to you, they were playing on the PGA tours still, like Wesley was playing on the PGA tour still. So he went out of his deal with whatever brand, and then the contact come through the YouTube stuff, and that's what I think. It's pretty interesting because beside Grant Horvath, that's a complete different thing. But when they are professional players, so how comes this in touch?
Yeah, so I know the agent of the Brian Bros very well. So kind of we have a very good connection of like working together multiple years. So then it was kind of like an opportunity of like, yeah, the Brian Bros could be available. Wesley was playing Rixon before, and I think George was maybe playing Callaway or something.
Yeah,
I could be
possibly.
wrong here, but I think Callaway. And then we kind of started talking. Sent some of our 301 CVs to them with their all like all their specs, and they were kind of like astonished of how good the clubs are, how good they look, how good they feel. Like Wesley was talking to me the first time I met him that like yes, he has played over 5 years with this Rixon ZX7s, but these Tagomo 301 CVs, like these are even more like pure and smooth feeling, and kind of like you can even work the ball a bit better, and he likes how they look behind the ball and everything. So they have been very pleased of our products from the get-go. And then we also did the wedge partnership with them. So we made a completely new wedge with Wesley and George. So they were kind of like helping us designing that. And that has been a very good product. And both of them have been playing that now at, like, for example, they were in Philippines for the Asian Tour International Series event. And they were playing the BB 803 wedges there. And yeah, at least George's and Wesley's, both of their wedge game has gotten a tiny bit better because of the new wedges. Maybe it's the product, or maybe it's kind of the confidence they have in a
Yes.
product that they have helped design. And yeah, it's a very good product. I have been playing it myself for over 6 or 8 months now, and they are a very, very good wedge.
Yeah, pretty nice. And maybe the combination of both brings out more and more better things out of the game, like the new wedges and the ability to play them, of course. And I know from the social media perspective that especially Wesley's short game is went through the roof in the last few through month, like how the way he plays around the greens. And you can see it on certain videos also with Jason Day and especially Grant Horvath and his brother, what he's doing there. And how is the demand changing with adding these big names to your brand? Did you follow at this too?
Yeah, of course. Like, whenever we kind of publish that we are working with X creator, it always like a sales boost for sure. So when we kind of introduced Brian Bros and Tecomo Partners, that was a big thing. Like it of course brought some sales because people were then like, okay, what is this Tecomo thing? This looks very good. And then Grant Horvath, Luke Kwan, like all of the New Zealand crew, all of our influencers, all of our ambassadors. It's kind of like just getting the brand out there, under people's eyes, because kind of like our main thing in the golf industry is to make the sport more accessible. So like we would want it to be more of like an everyday sport, like every man's sport, rather than just like rich old white men that are like able to play the sport. So
Yes.
like making golf more accessible has been something that like we are striving for. And I think the influencer strategy there helps as well, because like we are able to reach like massive amounts of golfers through the influencers channels. So it's been good.
Yeah, and when you see the content they're developing every week on YouTube is free accessible for everyone, and not
Yeah.
you didn't need a Sky Abo or something like that or whatever Abo around the world to watch golf. Like you open your YouTube app and looking for your to any
Yeah.
content creator, and you see the stuff like the clubs they're playing, like the shots they're doing. Like for example, now the Internet Invitational, one of the bigger thing on YouTube golf, and that's I think it's the future for golf. Yeah, like more and more people get access to it and watching it, and I think that's a good way to bring more and more people into the game. And the right question is it possible to let the clubs in this price market what you are right now? Yeah, so this is a good question for the future. When you see that your set costs that much, like what other brands, you get 2.5 clubs for the price. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
unbelievable. And I think the future should be more accessible, like you said, to everyone, and not only for the 5% they have the enough money. And I think
Yeah.
that's Tecomo is fantastic for it. And the next question from me would be, which values are most important to you when you develop new products? Like, do you, of course, you said it already, you listen to your guys, they're playing your stuff every day, but what looks the procedure for it?
So it's pretty much kind of like we do a lot of like product testing. So like testing with our own employees, testing with ambassadors or influencers, or at the factories. Like the factories actually test the products like a lot. Like they hit like thousands and thousands of golf balls with like different like styles or like different metrics that they are like trying to gather from the data. So it's been like any kind of like product that we have been developing or anything like that, like we try to keep our style like very sleek and like aesthetic, and still kind of like leaning more into that like symbol is beautiful. Like we don't necessarily like want to add too much to
Yes.
the club. Like like visually, because we think that like simple club design is the best way to go. So yeah, a lot of product testing, especially for like the new driver that we have had out, like that has been like a product that we have been working on for the last like 2.5 years almost. So it is like the most kind of like complex golf club that you can manufacture, because the face is a different material than the whole chassis, and then like you have a graphite shaft that is very long on it, and yeah, so it's kind of like a never-ending cycle. Like whatever you learn from something, you kind of like try and update that and like improve that even further and further and further, because like all the materials and everything has been the same since, I don't know, 2007 or something. Yes, especially in like iron. So like nothing like new has actually been found. So it's
Yes.
like, yeah, we just need to improve like the looks and how the clubs are built. So
So you try to develop your brand from only iron building a brand to now also woods and driver.
yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are looking on being like a fullback brand in the future. So absolutely, we will have all the clubs that you would need for a fullback available in the next couple years. So yeah, that is the plan.
Ah, that's an interesting fact. So, perfect. My next question is for that. So, what do you think is the future golf bag looks like? What kind of clubs in the last weeks you heard from the tour that they putting 7 woods and 9 woods into the bags to hit certain windows. So, do you think that how can I say it? Big muscle irons like 3-2-1 iron coming out of the back and more woods coming into.
Yeah, I think it was Xander Schauffele or someone else who said it quite well, that it's like no amateur golfer should have a 3 iron or a 2 iron in their bag, because maybe like 10% of the pros on the PGA Tour play a 2 iron, 3 iron. So it's like more on hybrids and more on like 7 woods and 9 woods or something like that. So I've been gaming a 7 wood myself for the last
Nice.
like a last year, and it's been a really good club. Like I hit it the same distance or maybe even longer than my 4 iron, but it lands so soft. Like it lands so much more soft, and it's like has more spin on it. So I can actually like it can I can hit a green from like 210 meters and it can
Yes.
still stay there. But the 4 iron could be an issue that like if you don't launch it high enough, it will probably like roll off the green. So
Yes.
maybe like the product development is going into a certain direction, that it's like maybe like 2 irons, 3 irons are kind of going away, that there is like some woods or hybrids that are kind of like coming for them.
That's interesting that you said it. I have the same. I have a 5 hybrid and a 5 wood in my bag. Exactly out of this view, like, okay, I want a softer landing angle on the green, like what the 3 or 2 iron can't give me. So
Yeah.
I need a number and I need a softer landing angle, and that's pretty interesting. And how would you compare your woods, besides the other brands.
They are the same. Like there's a really good review that Rick Shields, for example, did, where our driver kind of beat his ping G440 or 430 or something, which is kind of like regarded as one of the most forgiving driver heads in the market. And
Yes.
our driver was like exactly on par and maybe better in some statistics. So it is right up there, especially when we have the Ventus shafts in them. It is a very, very high quality and a premium product.
So can you give us or share some insight about possible new lines coming out for Tacoma on the iron market or on the woods market? Are there plans? I for sure there are plans, but can you share some interesting ideas?
Yes, there are plans, of course, but unfortunately I can't share like what is coming and when. But yes, there are some ideas for sure.
Oh, nice. So, you
answered already one question what followed up now, like the classic line, like classic Scandinavian irons, I would say. You build up there, like through the whole possibilities everybody can play. So how would you or what club would you describe for you is in your eyes the best looking iron in your line personally?
Yeah, I would probably have to go with our 301 MB. It's the muscle back. It's the like the absolute butter knife. It's frightening to hit. I have a combo set that I use occasionally, and there is the 8 iron, the pitching wedges, our MBs, and like they just look so good on the bag. But if you hit them poor, then yeah, good luck. And especially if it's cold out there, yeah, like you are gonna feel that in your fingers if you thin one. But yes, they are so beautiful. So yeah, I would have to go with our 301 MB.
So would you say you find the right the right balance between look and feel in your bag, or would you say, okay, I'm just as good as a player to play these irons? Or would you say, okay, maybe I should go to the 201s to get a little bit more forgiveness to get the same result?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like I said, I have a combo set that I play like occasionally. I don't play it every time, but like my most gamed set now is the 201. So exactly like you said, like sometimes you need the extra forgiveness. And even Grant Horvath played the YouTube event that he won. He played with the 201 set because he kind of wanted that forgiveness at like that point. So usually people play with golf clubs that are way too hard for them, and just because they look cool. And yes, I know they absolutely do look cool, but I'm maybe more on the team that like yes, you should play irons that kind of match your skill level. So for me, as a 7 handicap, they are the 201s that I play. But occasionally, if I hit my iron well, I could play the combo set. Like I don't necessarily like lose shots with my irons. My issues are usually off the tee box or on the green. So yeah.
Okay, so what would your tip to someone who wants to buy a new set of iron? Now Christmas is around the corner. What tip would you give when they look on your page, the Como Golf? What tip would be from you to find the right set?
Yeah, we have an online fitting tool that is actually very, very good. Like our tech team has been working on that for, I don't even know, like 12 months or something, and it's like improving every day. So you should take the online fitting tool, kind of like get all of your specs there. It usually asks your height, your weight, then your wrist to floor measurement. If you don't know how to measure the wrist to floor, you can find Google images about that. You need your golf shoes on and then stand straight, and it's kind of like the starting point of your wrist up until to the floor. And then it will usually ask your golf glove size that you use, and your 7 iron swing speed or average carry distance or something like that. And then they can Then the online fitting tool will like offer you a recommendation on based on your specs, what is the correct option of our clubs.
Great. So are there, I know it, but there are some stock possibilities, but there are also some fitting possibilities if someone have a specific shaft he's playing every time he wants. That's also possible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our stock shafts with the Tacomos are currently they are KBS Tour or Tour Light in 3 different flexes, regular, stiff, and extra stiff. But if you order a custom set, you can get kind of like some premium shafts in them, the KBS C taper Light. You can get a couple different graphite options, the Fujikura Atmos Red, or our own graphite shaft, the Obsidian. Or if you then use a chef that we don't have in the in kind of the custom options, you can just order the club heads as well. So you
And
can
then
just order the club heads. They are cheaper than the full set, and then buy the shafts somewhere else and bring them to a local club builder or a fitter, and they can probably build the irons for you exactly like you would want with the exact shafts that you need.
this is one what I think it's phenomenal. Like, you just can order only the heads. Like, which other brand
Yeah.
do it? Yeah, so that's incredible. And I think for the future, maybe other brands will follow this idea too, because now you have so much more possibilities. Just like what you said, like if you have your shaft set at home, you just need new heads, order them, yeah, and just build them together. That's unbelievable possibility for everyone, I think. And that is great. So, let's talk about a little bit about you. You said you was the fifth employee for Tacomo when you start the brand. What makes Tacomo for you special to work for them?
It's like golf is my passion, and like I love golf. I started playing like during COVID, which I think a lot of us did. So I have been playing football kind of like more like home my life, but then that ended when I started studying, and then after studying it was like, okay, like now COVID hit, what can you do outside? And then a lot of my friends started golfing, and then this opportunity came up that like, yeah, there is this Finnish company called Tacomo that make their own clubs and sell them to like different countries online, which is very cool. And then I was like, okay, I would love to work there someday. And then 6 months later that I found, like from the moment that I found Tacomo, I found them probably like early 2022. And they were founded then almost. And then like in July of 22, I messaged the CEO of like, yeah, hi Sebastian, like this is me. This is what I can do. This is my experience, and this is why I would be a good employee and why I love Tacoma, what you guys do. And then we started talking, and yeah, the rest is history. Now I'm here.
Yeah,
So
great. Like, thanks to COVID out of this view that you yeah.
exactly, like of like all the things that you could think you could say COVID was the one that kind of like made this true. It's been a crazy journey. Like now we are close to like 41 or 42 employees, and like 3 years and 4 months ago I was the fifth one, and the growth has been crazy. So our culture we have at the company is very good. The people that I work with, they are awesome. So it is always a pleasure going to work. Yeah.
That's nice to hear. And when we follow from here, for example, the social media stuff you guys doing, that's fantastic. Like it's a really good, really good advert what you're doing for your brand. And all the stuff around this YouTube guys, it's amazing job. And that's why Benny and I we come to your brand. And yes, want to thank first of all to have you here and in our show. That's fantastic. Yeah.
No worries, my pleasure, my pleasure.
And one last point is about my clubs. I come to me. It's let's talk about this a little bit.
Yep.
I did the full check when they arrived at my place, and the lofts were perfect, but the lies they were 1 degrees off. Yeah, through the whole set. Like, how is the building process? And how many procedures you have to control all these numbers? Because just to let you know, if someone didn't have left and lie machine at home and didn't check them and go through this procedure. Maybe they didn't really know. Oh, they're a little bit off. Yeah. So and they start playing. Like, this is just the procedure way I want to hear.
Yeah, that's up. Like there is like multiple checkpoints during the kind of the manufacturing process. I have not like personally been in the factory like where we make this, but a lot of my colleagues have been there. There is like a like multiple kind of checkpoints on the way of kind of like making sure that the quality is up there. I think 1 degree in the loft category is kind of inside the margin, like margin of error that every manufacturer use. So you can order clubs from Titleist or Callaway or whatever, and like 1 degree is kind of the margin of error that they give that kind of the clubs could be off a certain amount, but it's like it is usually not something that like. So like not every iron set that everyone makes are perfect. So
Yeah,
there
for
is
sure,
a
for sure.
certain amount of like kind of variable on lofts and lie angles and everything. And like if you want them to be exact, yes, you should absolutely measure them. But our factory and our production lines, they are doing everything on their power to make sure that the clubs are up to the quality of the Como, and we are also making sure that like adding new procedure to new product lines and kind of like checking everything with lie and loft machines. So then kind of like check during the process of like gluing the club head into it or like cutting the shaft to a certain length, and then they have kind of like a like points that they can check and match with what the correct value should be.
Yeah, that's what I just to say. It's not the Tacoma thing. It's like when you order them around, Rick Shields and Peter Finch did a very fantastic video about it. Like, they ordered from six or seven brands, and not any brand was in loft and lie 100% through the whole set, locked in. Yeah, so that's why I said the loft was on every club was on point. Just the lie angle was a little bit off, but it's a quick fix, so it's not a big problem. And then what I said, the same day I went out on the indoor facility and hit through the whole set, and on the instant my numbers were there. What I was looking for, I was looking for the spin rates. They were on point, fantastic, and on distance. And I think what the average golfer didn't understand is, when you play a shaft you didn't play regularly, it is a kind of try and error in the beginning. Like, how is the shaft reacting, and where do I feel the club head? Yeah, and from the start off, I had the same distance like I had with my old set, and I think that the procedure will be over the winter that I will gain easily 7 to 10 meters. Like, if I understand and learn how the shaft is loading and I can hit the ball, I will find easily some meters. And this is what I didn't have in any new clubs I was testing. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Like, I never had before that I went up, took the ball down, first swing, and I have instant the same number I normally hit. And this is what I want to say to you. That's unbelievable work, and it's a pleasure for me to hit these kinds of irons. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. Like exactly like you said, kind of like the shaft of the iron is very, very important to kind of like understand that if you play like a starter set, for example, now, and then you order your first new iron sets and you decide to order the Comos, the iron shafts that we usually have, like they are probably a bit heavier than what would you like you would have on a starter set, because when you get better, you need more weight on the shaft because like your swing speed is gonna get like bigger. So it's kind of like a working process of like when you're getting better that like you need to start getting used to the shaft and how it loads, like what is the kick point, Do you need a regular, or can you play a stiff, or can you even law, or like should you play an extra stiff if you have like crazy speeds? So it is very kind of like player dependent on what kind of an shaft you should play. So yeah, that's why the fitting tool is also very good. It
Yes.
kind of asks you about the swing tempo you have, the what's the height of your irons, iron source that you would want them to be. Like, do you want the apex to be higher or lower, or like some medium? So that's also where the fitting tool can help.
Yeah, that's right. So, overall, in the end, I will check them through the whole winter. Would be fantastic, maybe to test more of your stuff, like to compare and present it to our listeners. Yeah, and that's a fantastic start to test these 201s. I ordered the 201s also, and that's an unbelievable feedback to the beginning and a good start point for the winter season. Like in Germany, we also have this winter season. I know in Finland the winter season is a little bit longer than here in Germany,
Yeah.
but yeah, the dark weather starts now, and it's time for some indoor and technic golf. So will be an intense time in the upcoming weeks. And again, it was a pleasure for me to have you here in our show, and was great to hear from you about Tacomo, about your philosophy, about your stuff you're doing out of Finland. And it's great to have these clubs in our hands here.
Thank you very much, Stefan. It was a pleasure being here, and it's always fun about talking about things you love. So Tacoma and golf. So
That's right.
it is always a good time. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. And hopefully you come back soon, or not soon, but 2 or 3 years into our show. And let's look what golf clubs look like in 3 years. That would
Yeah,
be great.
absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely.
I want my birdies all day long. Let the bogeys go and say, hey!
Hole 19 auf der Terrasse.
Ja, sehr schöne Episode, Beauty. Vielen Dank für deinen Einsatz. Ja, spannende Fakten. Gut zusammengefasst. Ich glaube, da war für jeden was dabei. Ich bin auf jeden Fall jetzt, ich gucke mich mal gerade durch hier und klicke mich durch die tacomogolf.com Website. Die sehen schon ganz gut aus, aber sie sehen auch natürlich aus wie ganz normale Golfschläger. Und ich glaube, das ist ja auch ein bisschen das Asset. Es sind ganz normale Golfschläger am Ende, bloß man zahlt halt ein paar Euro weniger, weil es so diese ganzen Markenklimbim drumrum nicht gibt. Ich denke, es sind auch ordentliche Golfschläger. Du hast ja schon gespielt, hast ja schon gesagt, die spielen sich halt wie ordentliche Golfschläger. Wer drauf Bock hat, ein paar Euro zu sparen und die mal auszutesten, es lohnt sich, wenn es keine Lieferengpässe gibt. Auf jeden Fall eine Marke,
Und
die man, glaube ich, im
das war bei
Auge
mir
halten
gar
soll.
nicht gegeben. Ja, das war
Bei dir nicht,
fantastisch.
ja, aber also das habe ich bloß online gelesen, dass es da immer mal so Engpässen kommt, weil die halt so beliebt sind, ne, und dort geschmiedet werden.
Ja. Absolut. Genau. Und ich hatte das online durchgetippt und 4 Tage später standen die bei mir vor der Haustür. Also es war schon beeindruckend.
Ja, und das trotz Finnland, ne? Also ist ja dann doch EU-Lieferketten funktionieren, ist doch ganz
Aber
schön.
das Lager ist in der Niederlande, also
Ah,
das
alles
passt dann
klar.
schon.
Naja, dann Global Rollout aus Holland. Die Holländer verschicken ja eh ganz gerne Sachen. Das geht ganz gut.
Ja.
Ja, vielen Dank dafür. Auch schön, dass das Tocomo für uns Zeit hatte. Und ich hoffe, jetzt haben wir wieder eine Brand mehr abgefeatured mit unserem Podcast. Und ihr alle habt ein bisschen mehr Hintergrundwissen. Könnt euch entweder dafür oder dagegen entscheiden, mit ein bisschen mehr Knowledge, wieder dem Wissen der Welt etwas hinzugefügt, wie ich so schön sage. Und wir hören uns dann einfach zu einer kleinen Winterfolge, bevor wir in den Weihnachtsurlaub gehen, würde ich sagen. Noch im Dezember, Beauty, oder?
Absolut. Und bis dahin natürlich allen viel Spaß auf der Wiese bei dem Futter. Und ihr wisst ja, auch in der Jahreszeit immer schön auf dem Fairway bleiben. Tschüssi!
Das war hart, aber Fairway. Wir hören uns nächste Woche. Bis dahin, ein gutes Spiel und immer schön auf dem Fairway bleiben.